This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. There's solid and there's liquid. And now there's something in between called chain melt.
At an atomic level, you have this interaction and this mix-up between liquid and solid.
Andreas Hermann is a condensed matter physicist at the University of Edinburgh. What he and his team have discovered, using computer simulations, is that under certain pressures and temperatures, potassium can be both liquid and solid at the same time. Specifically, they squashed simulated potassium atoms with really extreme pressures, 200 to 400,000 atmospheres. That's at least 200 times greater than the pressure in the depths of the Mariana Trench. At that pressure, the atoms form two interlocking crystal lattices. Add heat to that, you don't need too much, just a little bit above the boiling point of water, and one of those lattices begins to melt, while the other remains solid. And voila, chain melt. The details are in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Hermann says there's no reason to stop at potassium either. Half a dozen other elements have this crystal structure too. As for what we'll do with them,
so we haven't really looked for any applications. It's quite fundamental research, I would say.
One thing's for sure. Any real-world tests will face immense pressure. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.